Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu, joined by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking some Packers football. We're talking Packers OTAs. But more importantly, to kick off the show, we have a special guest joining us on the line right now. We have Luke Rogers, brother of Aaron Rogers and founder of Pro Merch. Luke, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Glad to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Glad to have you join us this morning. Now, let's get to Pro Merch in a second here, but can we talk football for a minute? Is that okay?
I'd love to. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, with I'm interested, you know, it's time for organized team activities right now. Packers are in the last week of their off-season period of practice. You know, tell me, what does Aaron say about this time of year? What's his attitude toward practice in June when there's no pads, the season's still months away? How do you approach that?
You know, I think it's pretty much always the same for him. You know, he's very self-motivated and very focused player. And I think he's always been in the mindset, even since he's come in the league, as he did, and even as a backup, that you approach each practice the same as, as it would be either a practice with full pads or a season practice. It's you're always trying to get better. You're always trying to push yourself. You're always trying to, fine tune. Especially, I think now he's, 9th, 10th years in the league here. Like, you're really trying to fine tune and work on little things. And I think for him, especially with the younger guys, it's always an opportunity to teach out there and to really help. Help the younger guys along as they, learn the playbook and, sharpen their route running. Guys that came just come in this year, guys like I'd say like Richard Rogers and, some of our draft picks, the Aberderis. So some of those guys that are are learning timing and learning, rhythm with a new quarterback like Aaron and also a new quarterback like quarterbacks like Tolzien, and Matt like. They're just trying to get in the same rhythm so that once you hit camp and once you hit practice, you're ready to sprint instead of jog in a sense, as far as development. So I know that for guys like for Aaron and a lot of guys that are the more veteran guys like Randall, even the defensive guys AJ and Clay, the guys I know that it's taken very seriously in the sense of this is not like it's not warm ups. This is getting things, so I guess some of the larger things in general speaking, getting things sort of ironed out so that when camp comes and when practice comes, it's full go and you kind of maximize your effectiveness. So that's what Aaron's told me. And that's what we always talked about was making the most of any time that you have out there with the guys and the coaches.
You mentioned these young guys. How do you feel about the talent the Packers have surrounded Aaron with? They lose James Jones in free agency, and then they take three wide receivers in the NFL draft. Smart move?
I think so. I mean, personally, I'm really excited. I'm a nerd. I nerd out on reading all the scouting reports. I watch the draft. You did lose some pieces. I love James Jones. I think James was, he was a great leader in the locker room, and very, very sure-handed in the last couple of years of, especially last year. This is a young man's game. It continues to be, everybody wants to get younger. And I think they did a really good job. I was a little surprised we got a receiver in the second round there, but the kid looks like he's got great talent. It almost looks like a James Jones clone, from what I've heard and read, but it's all speculation until guys step on the field, but, mm-hmm. I like the idea. The more weapons you have, Randall Cobb's really coming into being, being the number one type, and Jordy is as well. So you've got really two number one receivers out there. Boykin played great in the 10 games last season that he stepped up and had to start. And with Michael Finley leaving this year, and who knows, this guy's himself in the air where he'll end up and if he'll even play. I think the Packers really made some smart and good moves to get younger and talent wise. You read a lot of things. I like to think that like Richard Rogers ends up to his potential at tight end, as people are saying. I guess you just never know. But I think you got to, man, I'm excited about sort of the upside of all these guys and what I've seen and what I've read. And I mean, you got to be. And bringing in, you know, defensive side as well, bringing guys like Julius Peppers and to play opposite of Clay. And, you know, we've been, all of us have been watching Julius from the other side the last, you know, however many years he's been in Chicago. It's exciting. Clint, you know, bringing Ha Ha, got like a Ha Ha in to play, you know, play safety. You really hope that these guys reach their potential and be able to play like we all hope they can. I know that being a Packer fan, seems last, you know, 9 years or so, it's been, everyone's very optimistic that these guys come in and play as we hope they do, and that's what I'm hoping for this year as well.
The signing of Julius Peppers, did that catch you by surprise? You know, here's the Packers, a team that, you know, does not get heavily involved in free agency or hasn't under the Ted Thompson regime, I guess. Did that catch you by surprise?
Absolutely. I mean, totally. It was, you know, Ted's always been a draft and develop guy, and I know it's frustrating for a lot of Packer fans, myself included, because you feel like you have a team that's right there and the window's open, and you know it's a window that's closing because it's a win now league. You know, I, like everybody else, always want to have a splash in free agency, but I think Ted's seen, we've seen it done in Washington with Daniel Snyder, and you know, it doesn't always work out that way, and then you end up, you know, crippled by big contracts with guys that don't work out. But I really see Julius as almost like a Woodson contract, or you know, a pickup as much as a fresh start in Green Bay could really be something that'd be great for him. Especially getting to play opposite of someone like Clay. And I bet you Clay's having said anybody to have somebody on that side that has that history, you know, with a 9-time Pro Bowler and the pedigree that Julius Peppers has, I think he can't help but be excited.
Yeah, I'm there with you. We're talking to Luke Rogers, brother of Aaron Rodgers and founder of Pro Merch. So, Luke, tell me about Pro Merch, its vision, how it all came about. Give me the lowdown.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, I was finishing my master's in San Diego, my MBA at San Diego State. And, you know, when you're a student, it's you're trying to figure out how to kind of offset your student loans and really make some money. So I had an idea my last year of my master's that I would do some T-shirts kind of around Aaron's likeness. We could do something that was player branded, and it really came out of the idea that, like, this is something fun. You know, I've been in Green Bay, you know, a ton of times and seen a lot of the stuff that's out there, just player branded stuff that comes out, and for the most part, Aaron couldn't stand it. So I'm like, let's do something together and something fun that you like that we can put out there, and let's just see what happens. And it's funny. It was a side project and kind of a fun project to make a little extra money when I was finishing my master's, and it ended up being, now, you know, here we are, like, what are we, 4 years later, 5 years later, and it's actually become my own. I'm doing it full time as my company. So it kind of started in my bedroom as a fun little thing, and you know, in that year that we did stuff with Aaron, we also stuff with Devin Hester when he was in Chicago. I knew Devin's guy, his marketing guy, pretty well. And from that, you know, I just had a conversation with a buddy about what I was doing the following year, if I was picking up any more players. And we ended up, I ended up reaching out to a friend of a friend at Target. And 6 weeks later, we were at Target stores in Green Bay, all of Wisconsin and all of Chicago with Aaron and Devin. We added Patrick Willis, Arian Foster, and Marshawn Lynch that year, which gave us five players underneath the rules of the NFL Players Association. You can only have five players max without getting a license. So last December, we got licensed by the NFLPA.
Cool.
So now we're a fully faceted player-branded company. We this July, we set in 25 markets with 50 current players and 25 retired Hall of Fame players that we're doing stuff for, which are separate licensing deals. But so NFLPA license, which means that we don't have team logos or the NFL shield on any of our stuff, but we're allowed to use any current player, their likeness, what they look like, and we really want to design something people like to wear, kind of around personalities, around the player's character, personality, and some fun things that they like, maybe some of their humor stuff that they do. Like, for example, what one of our trusted last year was is a winner is coming shirt. I know we've given away some shirts on on Cheesehead TV. And that was kind of an homage to Game of Thrones. And Aaron and I are big Game of Thrones fans. And, you know, with winter in Wisconsin, and we thought it would be kind of a fun play with the home field advantage being, you know, Green Bay really being cold in the winter and being a formidable place to play. So stuff like that. And it's been crazy. It's been a great response, a really, really great response from the market. We're actually moving to new sports here the next year. We're doing the Baseball Hall of Fame here in the fall. We got licensed by then. We're working on venture license with MLBPA and the NBAPA to do baseball and basketball player branded stuff, as well as with U.S. Soccer in 2015. So it's been a very exciting thing. It's kind of it's fun to see something that we did for fun, really a pet project, really turn into a company. That's sort of the long of the short of it, but we're just really having fun, you know, making stuff that I feel like is fun for fans, you know, and hardcore fans to really to wear. We've got about seven different things coming out for the Packers. You know, we're talking Packers today in July. We've got more stuff for Aaron, and more shirts around Aaron. We've got some stuff around Eddie Lacy, Clay Matthews, and we have the Vince Lombardi estate. So we've got a new Vince Lombardi design coming out this year, as well as stuff in September we're doing Jared Abadaris design and some stuff around HaHa, Clinton Dix. So fun stuff, man. I'm just trying to make stuff that I'd like to wear as a fan that I think is creative. And, you know, I'm kind of a T-shirt junkie in a sense. I know a lot of people are sneaker junkies, but for me, I really like how T-shirts feel and fit. And so we use a real soft vintage T-shirt. So I really personally, I get to wear a lot of shirts I like. So
I love the winter is coming design or whatever. And I guess that leads me into a question here. I mean, how much input did Aaron have into the design, and not just Aaron, any of the athletes you license, you represent? I mean, is there some sort of like athlete input into what their, you know, brand is going to look like?
Absolutely. And that's really kind of our pitch from the top when we sign guys licensing deals. As far as winter is coming, that was actually really straight from Aaron in a lot of ways. We were just kicking around ideas. And he was saying it'd be really fun to do, you know, like a Game of Thrones homage kind of thing. And so I had my designers put together, you know, that idea. And that was really straight from Aaron. And a lot of, you know, I'd say 80% of that idea was him. But it varies, Brian. It really is. The five guys I mentioned at the top are the guys that really do really have the majority of the input. Our retired guys as well. Like, we've got a Ray Nitschke design, I forgot to mention as well, coming out. Like, Ray and his family were involved in some of the tweaking of the creative for his shirt that'll be being Target here in July. But it's a spectrum like anything else. I'd say, like, probably our most involved guys are Arian Foster and Patrick Willis. It's sort of a constant brain dump with those guys and their agents. So, you know, I go back and forth and we kind of tweak everything and they've got ideas. Our retired guys, it varies as well. We have Mike Ditka in Chicago there, and Mike is a lot more hands off. He just kind of does more final approval on things. But guys like Bart Starr and Ray Nitschke, who we've got new this year, are very, very excited and very involved in the design and sort of the creative process. I don't want to say design because they don't physically get in there and draw or get on the computer like Illustrator. but it's to the degree they wish to be involved. But all of our athletes that we have signed have final approval of the thing. So nothing hits the market that doesn't feel like them to them. So it really is. And I really started to be like, to kind of, if your name and your likeness are out in the marketplace, in a sense, it's really branding. And so I thought it'd be great to involve, you know, athletes in the sort of brand control, so they can really, in a sense, have something out there that they're proud of and they like. And that's kind of the roots of where we really came from. And we really try to stay true to that with the guys that we work with, you know, personally, one-on-one. So the fan can really, ultimately, the goal is the fan can really have something they feel like their hero, their player, you know, their favorite player had a hand in and kind of touched, in a sense. I like to kind of like, you know, liken it to almost an autograph, in the sense of this is touched, you know, your favorite player, in the sense that they had some creative input in what was ending up on your T-shirt. So
can you let me know what I mean, you said you had T-shirts coming up for Clay Matthews, for Eddie Lacy. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has the Game of Thrones theme. Is there? Can you let me behind the veil and tell me, is there any more kind of themes for these players, or do you, is that
Absolutely.
Wait to be seen? Or
I can give you. I'll give you some of these verbal hints. Since,
okay.
I don't want to unveil. I don't want to. You know, I don't want to unveil anything until it comes out in July. Just so we don't get people way excited at the beginning, and then they forget about it. I kind of want everything to come out when it's out. But we have a long hair don't care design coming out for Clay. It also involves him doing his famous predator flex stuff.
Okay.
Guys, like with Eddie Lacy, we've designed this. It's kind of plays off his name, and we've got a lace him up design. Let me take the rest with Vince Lombardi. We're working around one of his quotes this year. We came here to win, period, is something he liked to say. And so we've got a shirt coming out that's got some real cool art to it, of Lombardi being carried off the field with the quote really working, I think, well. So we really, our thing with the NFL, with our players in the NFLPA, is we really want to be clever in a sense, really sort of different than what's out there. The reason also that I kind of started this when I started it was, I think as a fan, you're kind of used to the same thing, being available at the pro shop and the same thing being available online. Like as far as in the NFL, in a lot of ways, love the NFL. You get a jersey or you get the same thing pumped out for the last 20 years. You get a team branded something that isn't, that looks the same, maybe a little different as the year before because they put out like this is our this year's sideline hat or this year's sideline shirt. That's really the most change you get. And I thought, man, how fun would it be to have something that's more, I'd call it a fashion piece, something that's more, that's a little bit creative, maybe even funny sometimes, but definitely is different. And something you can wear, just wear around, and you don't have to be, I know Packers fans love to wear that G around no matter where they are. So that's fantastic, but this would be something different. You could wear to, to go to a movie or going to the grocery store. I go to the grocery store like 5 times a week because I love grocery shopping and I like eating. So it's something I can wear to the grocery store. Or out, if you're heading out. If you're heading out to, you think my favorite place, heading out to Mikey's on a Saturday night down in Green Bay to do karaoke. You can wear a Pro Merch branded shirt. And be the best looking person in the bar, obviously, because of your T-shirt.
All right, I got an interesting question here for you. I noticed among your lineup of athletes, I went to your website, which, by the way, mypromerch.com. We put a link to it in our live blog. But you have a Johnny Manziel T-shirt, which I think is notable just for, obviously, I think a lot of people know the story. Johnny Manziel has kind of wanted to capitalize on his brand for a long time and is now finally getting the chance. Have you reached out to him or his representatives personally, or is it done through the Players Association, or could you just fill me in on how that works?
Well, yeah, John, it's funny, guys. Johnny's actually one a special case. So, how it works like this is when we're licensed by the NFL Players Association, we get licensed to what's called the GLA, which is the General Licensing Agreement, which all players, once they are drafted or are acting, once they're part of the NFL, so all our draftees this year opt into the GLA. So then we have license to work with any of these athletes. And with Johnny, he actually has a special stipulation. Anything that's done, Johnny Manziel actually gets run through his people as well as NFLPA for approval before it's allowed in the marketplace.
Okay.
So he's a little difficult. I've actually reached out to his people. His people are the same as LeBron's people. So it's Maverick and that crew. And this is their first football venture. So they're brand new to the football world, which is it's made things a little bit difficult. We haven't had a whole lot of dialogue. Our stuff was approved. The shirt you saw on the website was approved for Johnny. And the Johnny story is interesting for us. My two designers are world-class guys. The two brothers and they're Clevelanders. They live in Cleveland. And so they're massive Cavs, Indians, and Browns fans. So they really wanted to push out a Manziel design as the fervor and the excitement in Cleveland over having, I think just his, his character as far as who he is and is almost larger than life. It kind of reminds me of almost like a Tebow thing, as they call it, Manziel Mania. it's so crazy in Cleveland that we want to put something out. So that's why, if you go to the website, there's a Manziel thing. It's our first offering for here in 2014, 2015 season. But like I said, it's different with Johnny's people, as he has, you know, this clause with the NFL Player Association that everything also gets run through him. We don't work directly with Johnny. He's not one of our guys that's signed to an exclusive deal as far as what we do. But there'll be some more Johnny Manziel stuff that'll be out this year. Once the approval goes through, he seems an interesting character. I feel excited for Cleveland and also bad for Cleveland in some ways. Like I personally don't have a feeling that Johnny's going to be a great player in the NFL. I just feel like his game is not one that really translates well, as we've seen in the past with other players that kind of bring his particular skill set, and everybody's different. And I hate to see the disappointment continue in Cleveland for those fans. If that's the case, there's just so much hype. We kind of had to do something at Pro Merch, because people are excited about Johnny and about the Browns this year. They made a lot of moves as well. So
I just, you know, there was so much attention on when he trademarked the house that Johnny built, and he trademarked Johnny Football. And I mean, is it a right case where he owns those, you know, sayings, those slogans, and you couldn't use something like that? Or it'd have to be approved.
Case, yeah. So anything with Johnny, anything that has Johnny anything afterwards, so Johnny Football, Johnny Cleveland, Johnny whatever, it is subject to his camp's approval as well. Mm-hmm. So he's really in a sense kind of figured out the marketing thing, I think, early. And I mean, deservedly so. I feel like, you know, because he hasn't proven himself on the field, this is really the time for him to capitalize on the hype. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense, but yeah, it's wild. It really is. Like, especially, you know, my girlfriend's from Cleveland, and I spend a lot of time up here with her when she's in town, you know, with her family, and then also with my designers. And the atmosphere around here is something else. People are. I think this is the most excited I've been since LeBron was drafted. You know, as a Cavalier. So who knows? We'll see. You know, they love to call the Brown Stadium the Factory of Sadness here. So hopefully they turn that into the Factory of Gladness. I think that's what they're hoping for. So,
well, I've taken up a lot of your time, Luke, and I appreciate you joining us. One final question with the Aaron Rodgers "Winter Is Coming" T-shirt, to leave me here. Who's going to win Game of Thrones when the series is over? Goodness. Who's going to be on the Iron Throne?
Yeah, right. That's the ultimate question. you know, I'd like to. I'm really hoping it's Tyrion Lannister, just because I like his character. But I know that my girlfriend, for one, and some other people are voting for Khaleesi to end up on the throne. So you know, I don't know. It's one of those things where, like, how many more characters are we going to kill off?
who can make it to the end? Yeah.
Yeah. It's a battle of attrition, just like the NFL season. It's, you know, who's healthiest and who's around most healthy at the end of the season. So.
Yeah, I might, you know, nobody likes, like, Stannis. Like, I don't know if I could get, like, 10-1 odds. I might just, because nobody else thinks of him. But
Brian, should we put together a fantasy league?
Yeah, maybe we should. Well, get on top of that. Luke, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your time talking to us through the behind the scenes. That's really cool to see how this all works and the behind the scenes of branding and merchandising and licensing and all that. Really cool, and thanks for joining us.
Brian, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. I'd love to send you guys some pre-release stuff once we get the Packer stuff out, so listeners to your show can have stuff maybe before it hits stores.
Awesome.
So we'll stay in contact, but I'll send out all the new stuff as soon as it's printed, so we can get some goodies to our Cheesehead TV and our Railbird listeners here.
Very good. I'm sure they'd appreciate that. We'll do some sort of giveaway, but again, thanks a lot, Luke. Take care, and we'll be looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Luke Rogers, founder of Pro Merch, joining us here on Railbird Central on a Wednesday morning. Thanks to him for joining us. Thanks to you, the listener, for joining us. Hopefully we'll have a chance sometime in the future here to get some Packers merchandise to you when these t-shirts come out. Like you said, that, you know, there's already the Aaron Rodgers t-shirt, but we're looking forward to the Clay Matthews long hair, don't care. That's cool. Eddie Lacy lacing it up. I think they said was one of the themes they're building around. So looking forward to that. By all means, go take a look down below. We have the link to mypromerch.com. Go check out the designs they already have. You know, there's Vince Lombardi designs, Aaron Rodgers designs. Go check it out. So here we are. Wow, that was a long interview for Railbird Central. And I'm glad Luke Rodgers was so willing to share so much, but has taken up a lot of our time. But I guess with the time we do have left here, I wanted to recap a little bit about what happened at organized team activities yesterday. We are in the final week of OTAs. We're getting near the time where they're going to take a little summer vacation here, but we got one more week after this of the off-season program before we wrap up. And so the final organized team activity opened to the public yesterday. And you know what happened on the field? I think, in fact, there was a little bit of Aaron Rodgers news in that kind of anti-Aaron Rodgers news or bad news about Aaron Rodgers. It's not really bad, but one of the standout moments from yesterday's practice was Aaron being intercepted, which, you know, that in itself is notable. Doesn't happen all that often in the practice environment that Aaron Rodgers is getting picked off. So who picks him off? Sean Richardson. I thought this was one of the more notable events from yesterday's practice. Here we are. The Packers have had so many problems at the safety position last year, and you know, Sean Richardson got a cup of tea of playing time a little bit here and there, especially as MD Jennings was kind of struggling down the stretch a little bit. But Sean Richardson, the kind of guy who, you know, looks the part. He's big. He's tall. And all those things, and you know, it looks like he could really lay the wood on somebody, and that's kind of his strength. It seems to be laying the wood, tackling, but kind of struggled last year in coverage, especially on the deep end. And the word out of Green Bay yesterday is the interception came in deep coverage on a deep throw against Aaron Rodgers. Fantastic news to hear about Sean Richardson, I think. So really a step in the right direction, not only for him, but the safety position as a whole. I think you could maybe see a little bit of turning of the tide here at the safety position, which was such a sore point for the Packers last year. But there's a little bit of changing of the guard. You know, MD Jennings is gone in free agency, and now the Packers bring in Clinton Dix during the NFL draft, first round draft pick. They move Micah Hyde to safety, and not to say that's kind of a full-time transition, but he's at least playing part-time there while also, you know, defending the slot. And on top of that, you know, just another year of development for Sean Richardson, another year as he puts his neck injury in the rearview mirror behind him. All those things kind of pointing upwards at the safety position. So that's really kind of good news yesterday. We saw also at OTAs the return of B.J. Raji, Colt Lierla, and Jarrell Worthy all missed last week's practice for unspecified reasons. Well, at least for Raji and Lierla, you know, the organization doesn't want, you know, went during OTAs when they're voluntary, they don't really want to talk too much about, you know, why people are missing. And for the most part, a player might miss a practice or whatever, but I think it is 100% participation in that they are all there. You know, some players, a handful, are not practicing because they're injured. But, you know, from what I've seen, what I've heard, there is 100% participation, players in Green Bay, which really is notable and really is cool. You know, to see Raji Lyerla back into action yesterday, nothing but good news there. Jarrell Worthy, of course, with the death in the family, the accidental shooting of his grandmother, and how tragic of a story that is. Our thoughts go out to Jarrell Worthy and his family, but it's good to see him back. I'm glad he's back. And I suppose that the one little bit of change in status that you saw yesterday, the good news, we got a little bit of good news and bad news. The good news, Brandon Bostic was back out on the practice field practicing for the first time since having foot surgery. If you remember, you know, Brandon Bostic kind of emerged last year at the tight end position, caught a few passes here and there, had a touchdown. And then, you know, right at the end of the season, we're talking December, he goes on injured reserve because he's got a foot injury, his surgery after that, which was, you know, disappointing to hear. But glad to see he's making progress. Back out on the practice field yesterday for the first time since that happened. Had been sitting out OTAs prior to this. So hopefully he's back for good and he can get out on the practice field and kind of pick up where he left off last year. In which he kind of emerged and, you know, playing for the first time, basically a rookie last year, even though he spent, you know, the year before that on the practice squad, I believe. So, you know, last year really his rookie season kind of emerged and, you know, there's an opportunity there with Mitchell Michael Finley unsigned, with Andrew Corliss sitting on the sidelines as well as he kind of comes back from injury. They're kind of bringing him along slowly. So an opportunity for Brandon Bostic, and good to see. On the flip side of the coin, we saw wide receiver Chris Harper sit out yesterday. Again, presumably due to injury. The Packers don't talk about such things, but for the first time, he dropped out of practice since organized team activities began, since they've been open to the public at least. Just a week after Mike McCarthy praised Chris Harper in his post-practice press conference last Tuesday. So a little bit disappointing. I have no reason to think it's a major injury. Haven't heard anything like, you know, if all of a sudden a guy's lost for the season, you're going to know that. They'll probably let you know that. So hopefully it's just something minor. Hopefully we could even see him back next week during mini camp. If not then, hopefully by training camp. But that's kind of the latest news from organized team activities in Green Bay, and I'll kind of leave you with that as we start to wind down the off-season portion of the season, I guess. Like I said, just one more week, mandatory mini camp next week. And then after that, a little bit of a month break, kind of summer vacation, as the players rest up before the grind that is training camp. Not to say they're not working out, but, you know, rest and recovery is certainly part of being an athlete as well. And I can't blame football players for getting a little bit of R&R in before all the contact starts and they start putting their body on the line. We'll get to that in another week plus. But for the time being, thanks to Luke Rogers once again for joining us on Railbird Central this morning. Brother of Aaron Rogers, really cool to talk to him. Interesting conversation about licensing and merchandising and branding and all those kind of things today. Thanks to you, the listener, for joining us. We'll be back on Friday, as we are every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8:30 a.m. Central Time. And so we'll talk to you then. On behalf of Jamie Snowden, I'm Brian Caribou. Stay tuned to Cheesehead DB for all your news needs all week long. I leave you today with a song called Golden Ghost by Lotus on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack, go.